The attempt by embattled Congressman Gary Condit to win re-election next year suffered another blow this week. Election officials ruled that the California Democrat, who's already in deep political trouble over his relationship with a still-missing intern, failed to submit enough valid signatures to guarantee his place on the ballot. While Condit still has until Friday to decide whether to run again, he seems to be facing very long odds against duplicating his victories of the past. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The terrorist attacks of September 11th may have yanked Gary Condit off the front pages and cable news channels, but there's no indication they've improved his chances for another term. If Condit has any hope of retaining his seat, he'll need all the help he can get from loyalists such as Michael Gonzalez. The 57-year-old shoe salesman sits in a downtown Modesto cafe and talks about his recent attempts to get an elderly relative who had no picture identification on an Amtrak train back to New York. But Amtrak personnel insisted no ID, no ticket. That is, until they received a call from Congressman Condit's office. It was a favor Gonzalez won't soon forget.
I support Gary because I believe that Gary has done an excellent job as a congressman. He's done what he's been elected to do. And he's never been unfaithful to his constituents.
But a tour of Condit's Modesto district suggests that Gonzalez is probably in the minority here. Voters on the street are quick to say that while they supported Condit in the past, they won't vote for him again. Ann Pyle is a church worker.
I would just like to know what his definition of the word moral is, because I want representatives to have a high moral integrity, because I want to believe in them.
Salesman Floyd Harris was a bit more forgiving, but says he still couldn't vote for Condit.
Well, like I say, it has a lot to do with integrity. And the person that you put in office, you want them to have a certain amount of honesty and integrity. I think he's done. You know, he should go ahead and retire.
Indeed, the conventional wisdom was that Condit's political career was finished after his nationally televised interview with ABC's Connie Chung in August. In that interview, Condit appeared evasive about his relationship with intern Chandra Levy and unsympathetic towards her fate. Yet in the aftermath of September 11th, Condit began a quiet campaign to collect the 3,000 signatures needed to get his name on the March primary ballot. Recently, he submitted what was described as far more signatures than necessary, a sign that Condit was not to be written off after all. But upon further inspection, it was determined that more than half of the signatures came from people not registered as Democrats in his district. The news was not what the Condit campaign wanted to hear, and it was the latest disappointment for Chad Condit, his father's campaign manager.
I'm not trying to pretend that what the media did over the summer and the misrepresentations they made and some 6,500 stories that they did on Gary Condit didn't hurt us. It did hurt us. I know, because I went door to door, and it's sad and heartbreaking in a lot of ways.
Before the Levy scandal, Condit was considered unbeatable. Now the local Democratic Party establishment prefers that he simply serve out his term and fade away. Condit received the same message this summer from state Democratic Party leaders. They took advantage of the once-in-a-decade reapportionment process and redrew the boundaries of Condit's district to enhance the election of a Democrat other than Condit. Basically, 40% of the district is new to him, and that's fine with Marcelino Martinez, who chairs the San Joaquin County Democratic Central Committee.
I think Mr. Condit is currently not electable, and so there's issues of credibility. There's issues of trust. There's issues of candor.
Even Condit's diehard loyalists, such as shoe salesman Michael Gonzalez, say Condit needs to make some public statement to his constituents.
And that's the only problem that I think that his core constituency have, is they have not heard from him. We need to have his feeling. We need to have his emotion. We need that energy so that we can fight for him. But he needs to do it, and he needs to do it soon.
Gary Condit has until Friday to officially decide to run again. Chad Condit says a decision is still being worked out. But even if the congressman bows out, all is not lost politically for the Condit family. Chad is a candidate next year for the state Senate. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Modesto, California.